Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Kristen Strong and is titled, When Your Heart Says No, But Your Mouth Says Yes. I speed walk down the hallway at church, late for a steering committee meeting for our church mom's group. And that's when the gal caught me in her crosshairs and asked me for the sixth or seventh time, Hey, Kristen, did you decide if you'd like to join the Bible study I'm hosting next month? I wanted to be annoyed at her persistence, but in all fairness, she'd asked for the sixth or seventh time because I'd told her five or six times I'd think about it. I pondered her phrasing. Like to join the Bible study? Well, yes, I definitely like to. The problem was that my schedule already bulged at the seams. Like a bookshelf crammed with books, I knew I didn't have room to shoehorn one more thing onto it. At the same time, I knew this gal wanted more folks to join her study. Another thought snaked through my mind. Kristen, you should be doing Bible study, so you should fit it into your schedule. Finally, my inner critic won out. I answered with as much enthusiasm as I could muster. Oh yeah, sure. Count me in. After she relayed the details, I told her I looked forward to seeing her there. Then I headed toward my meeting, taking note of my slower gait and slumped shoulders. That was a year my husband traveled so much that he was gone more than home. With three young children and several volunteer responsibilities, I knew I'd made the wrong decision about the Bible study. My slumped shoulders and continual hesitation that followed my yes to joining were the outward signs of what the Holy Spirit spoke to me on the inside. Kristen, ignore that wretched inner critic and listen to me. My direction lightens loads, hence why you know this should be a no. Yet, while my heart said no, my mouth said yes. I've always loved Matthew 5:37 that says, But let your yes be yes and your no be no. In context, this verse is one where Jesus instructs us to not swear falsely, but to say we're going to do something and then not do it. My three adult kids would tell you that in their growing up years, they heard this verse 1,000 times. When a brother, for example, promises early in the day to play with his sister and then tries to get out of it later in the day, he's behaving as if his yes is really a no. I certainly want to follow through on what I say I'm going to do for others. But I also realized that regarding this Bible study, I was behaving like my no was a yes. I appreciate it when other people interact honestly with me regarding what they are and aren't able to do. So why wouldn't I do the same with myself, for myself? I knew exactly why. In this case, a yes eased my uncomfortable feelings about not wanting to disappoint the host. Not long ago, my pastor's wife, Karen, said, Jesus disappointed people. Her words tasted like crisp, cool relief as the reality of that statement settled in my heart. You see, if I rack and stack all the reasons why I struggle to say no, the fact that I hate disappointing people would be at the tippy top of the list. I didn't want to disappoint the kind woman leading that Bible study then, and I've hated disappointing, or the idea of disappointing, 100 women since. And yet, the reality is that if Jesus disappointed people, which he certainly did, then lowly Kristen will disappoint people too. I needed to be comfortable with the idea that disappointing people is not only unavoidable, it's often the right yes. It's not a sign that the one doing the disappointing is wrong. If I'm doing what the Holy Spirit genuinely calls me to do, then it's important to walk that decision through, come what may. A yes to one thing always means a no to something else. In this case, my yes to the study would cause me extra stress, which in turn would cause my family to pay the price for my extra stress. Since I had committed to participating in, rather than leading, the study, I felt like I had permission to change my mind. That's not always possible, but here it was. A couple of days later, I found the woman hosting the study and told her, "I'm so sorry, but I won't be able to participate in your group Bible study after all." "I would love to, but after considering my schedule more closely, I just don't have the bandwidth for it right now. I sure apologize that I didn't come to this realization sooner." She was disappointed, but she understood and said it was no problem. I exhaled, noticing how my shoulders relaxed. In the words of my friend Kim, a no hurts a little when it's given, but the wrong yes hurts a lot more later. So we say no to good things in one season to say yes to best things. Whether a yes or a no, I'm learning that there is strength and peace in letting my heart and mouth say the same thing for the benefit of following God's will and not disappointing myself. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Graduation season is here. Are you ready to bless the grads in your life? Pick up a faith-filled card and gift from Dayspring to inspire and remind them of where their true strength lies long after the graduation ceremony is over. Shop today at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.